I'm going to read another poem now. One of Bhante's. It's about the same time, it was when I was travelling, Padmavati and I were travelling. I had this thought, and I wrote a postcard to Bhante about his poem, The Bodhisattva's Reply. So I'm not going to read all of it, I'm just going to read one or two verses. It starts off. What will you say to those whose lives spring up between custom and circumstance, as weeds between wet stones, whose lives corruptly flower, warped from the beautiful? Refuse and sediment, their means of sustenance. What will you say to them? Or those dim shadows which through the pale gold tropic dawn from outcast village flit, balancing on their heads baskets to bear away garbage and excrement, hugging the wall for fear of the scorn of their fellow men. What will you say to them? And wasted lives that litter the streets of modern cities, souls like butt ends tossed in the gutter and trampled on, human refuse dumped at the crossroads where civilization and civilization meet to breed the unbeautiful. What will you say to them? I shall say nothing, but only fold in compassion's arms their frailty, till it becomes strong with my strength, their limbs bright with my beauty, their souls with my wisdom luminous, or till I have become like them, a seed between wet stones of custom and circumstance. So I wrote this postcard to Bhante. I could imagine myself writing my equivalent verses for some of that, for say the first, I read four there, so the first three. I could imagine writing those sorts of verses to try and express that kind of emotion myself. I'd write my version of them. Well, it wouldn't be as good as those. But I said to him in the postcard, I cannot imagine having written that last verse. It's the last verse, the one about she'll say nothing but just fold them in compassion's arms. And in particular, or if the compassion and wisdom don't work, till I've become like them, a seed between wet stones of custom and circumstance. And I thought, I'll never ever have occurred to me to write that, because that's where one's own personal happiness and the strength that comes from it and all the kind of talent that you might have is just put in the service of other people, not oneself.